USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Hurricane Hillary is starting to weaken as it approaches California as a Category 1 hurricane. It's packing 80-mile-per-hour winds south of San Diego. Hillary's on track to move across Southern California this afternoon, drenching the area with heavy downpours before weakening to a tropical storm by the time it reaches the U.S. The West Coast and Southwest are preparing for the once-in-a-lifetime weather event.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria say their cities are ready for Hurricane Hillary's arrival.
The city is prepared. We're not waiting for the storm to hit.
I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly.
But it's not just the coast that needs to be prepared, according to Los Angeles Director of Emergency Management Kevin McGowan.
This is a regional event. This will impact not just LA County, but all of southwestern California, potentially Arizona and Nevada also.
John Schaefer reporting people living in areas impacted by recent wildfires are being told to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. Emergency management officials in Riverside County issuing evacuation warnings. A wildfire raging out of control in southern British Columbia has evacuated the city of Kelowna. The Canadian province is under a state of emergency where the McDougal Creek fire is destroying property on the outskirts. Another wildfire in the Northwest Territories is raging, forcing the evacuation of 20,000 people from the city of Yellowknife. At least 114 people are confirmed dead from the wildfire in Lahaina on the island of Maui. More than 1,300 people remain missing. The federal government is launching an independent investigation into the cause of the wildfire.
Officials arrived from the ATF's Honolulu Field Office and Seattle Field Division on Thursday. They'll work alongside Maui fire officials and others also investigating the source of the fire. I'm Julie Ryan.
This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
Continuing our coverage on Hurricane Hillary as Southern California braces for what could be catastrophic and life-threatening flooding, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell had an important message for residents on CNN's State of the Union.
People need to take the storm serious. They need to listen to their local officials.
FEMA already has personnel on the ground as the storm approaches. It appears the GOP frontrunner will be a no-show for the first presidential debate this week.
A new report says former President Trump will skip Wednesday's GOP debate and instead will post a pre-recorded interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The Washington Post reporting the interview has already been recorded. The first Republican primary debate is this Wednesday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Fox News. I'm Laura Winters.
Spain are World Cup champions. The Spanish national team shut down England 1-0 this morning in Sydney to capture their first women's world title. It's England's second top three finish in the tournament. Nissan is recalling thousands of sedans due to a problem that can cause drivers to steer out of control. The car manufacturer announced over 236,000 Sentra sedans may have weak front suspension tie rods that could bend or break and cause a loss of steering control. It affects models dating back to 2020. Replacement parts should be available within a few months. Dealers will replace the parts for free. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.